The effort to relocate people living in the flood-prone Pannon Fork Mobile Home Park began in 2003, but in recent years it has picked up steam. The idea is to get residents out of harm's way and redevelop the area with a park and new development. Right now, 38 mobile homes housing more than 120 people sit inside the trailer park. Assistant Town Manager Judy Tippetts met with the first 8 households to be relocated on Monday.
Try to assess individual needs as far as, do they have kids in the school system? You know, do they want to take their trailer, so they're looking for a lot? Are they looking for an apartment? Are they looking for, you know, another mobile home? So we're just trying to meet with them and find out how we can best help them.
The town wants to relocate these households first because they're closest to the Roaring Fork River. They'd like to bring in heavy equipment in October to stabilize the riverbank and decrease the flood risk. Tippetts says the trailers need to be moved soon.
There's only certain times and very short windows when we can get into the river without disturbing the, you know, the fish, and when the water's down, and we have a window of time that we can get in there. And that is our goal.
Tippetts says she'll go before town council next week with the information she's gathered from the residents at the park. The estimated cost of the project, including relocating the residents, demolishing the trailer park, and restoring the river, is about $7.5 million. The town is hoping taxpayers cover the bill. They're planning to go to voters in November to ask permission to issue $5 million worth of bonds. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Marcy Krivenin.